48 to 12, this is 3BA's Ballarat Today. It is Gambling Harm Awareness Week. The theme this year is talk, share and support. Let's find out about it today with two of the finest from CAFS. It's Linda Borner. Linda, welcome to Ballarat Today.
Thanks very much.
Famous Ballarat surname, that one. Say good day to Big Ray for you.
Correct, okay. I will.
And Jeff Warner. Jeff, welcome to Ballarat Today.
Thanks, Brett. It's good to be here.
Not your first time in the studio either.
No.
We're going back to the 80s, right?
Yes, we are going back to the 80s. So showing my age there. Under different circumstances.
If you burst into song at any stage, I'll forgive you. I'll try not to. Hey, Linda, let's start with you. The week that's kicking off today, Gambling Harm Awareness Week, why is it important?
It's very important, Brett. So gambling harm is a big issue for Australians in general. Mm. I mean, we are the highest gambling nation per capita in the world.
You serious? The highest globally?
Globally.
Frightening.
Yep. Number three is Ireland, and we spend three times as much as they do per capita.
Goodness gracious. And Jeff, locally, what are you seeing when it comes to our numbers? How are we performing in a bad way?
Yeah, well, it seems to be since COVID, I think the amount of people seeking help has increased. And we're seeing a wide range of ages and cultures and backgrounds, and see people from ages 19 right up to age 90.
Is that right? Mm. I mean, when you look at the plethora of TV ads for those apps, for those gaming apps, you always see probably blokes in their mid-20s, early 30s, that sort of thing, but that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not necessarily the case, because people can develop a problem gambling issue from all different kinds of gambling. So you have groups of young people doing shared sports betting, but you have people isolating themselves too, just with their phones or sometimes in the pokey venues.
Linda, the pokey venues, what sort of losses are we seeing?
Well, last year, in the last financial year, Ballarat lost $64.3 million. On gaming machines.
It is hard to fathom, isn't it? Yeah. Say that number again.
64.3 million. It's lost. Over 170,000 a day.
And Linda, we do focus a lot on the old one-armed bandits, as we used to call them,
yeah, sure.
But it goes a whole lot further than that these days.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Australians will bet on anything, we, as you know. Look, during lockdown, people were betting on whether Dan Andrews would come out for his address in a North Face or a Kathmandu jacket.
Is that
absolutely? I mean, you can bet on the Oscars, the Grammys. It's not just sports betting. It's not just pokies. You can bet on just about anything.
Yeah.
But we are seeing a rise in gambling that's happening in gaming now too. So our young people in gaming, lots of loot boxes,
yeah,
skins.
Okay. And Jeff, at this time of year, the spring racing carnival, we're hearing a lot about it. Do you see a spike at CAFS? Are people coming to you for help?
I think it's not sure about a spike because it's a racing carnival, but it seems to come in waves, and different things happening can create more. So, for example, we just had the AFL Grand Final, so might see a lot more betting in that way too. But it's usually about a certain time of a person's life when they think, I think I really should get some help with this because it's impacting me either financially or socially or my mental health. Or they just like to consider their relationship with gambling and how they might like to change that, whether they want to reduce it or completely stop.
Mm. Jeff, most of us do live in a family unit. If you believe someone could be troubled, could be having a problem with gambling, what are the signs to look out for?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question because there may be signs that are really apparent, but sometimes it can be just accepted within a family as, oh, that's just something that's going on. And it's usually not until a person decides themselves to get help that they'll get help, even if it's going on in the family. Although it's really good when a family member says, hey, I've noticed this, what's happening about, I've noticed you're spending a lot of time away or you've been, there's more money being spent, whatever the reason, they might approach them. But sometimes it's just left to that person to sort it out themselves because it's a bit hard for the family sometimes. And I think it's important to remember that if there's one person seeking the help, it's impacting from anything to 6 to 10 to 15 within that circle.
Wow. Linda, I mentioned the theme at the top, talk, share, support. Having that conversation, vital to get things rolling?
Yeah, absolutely vital. When people, well, like you said at the start, a problem shared is a problem halved. So a lot of the time when people do share their stories, the sense of relief that they can gain is enormous. So whether it's talking to somebody that you're close to, it could be a family member or a friend, or whether you pick up that phone or even just come into CAFS and have a chat, hugely impactful on your life. It's important that, you know, we're all in this together. It's a public health issue. So check in on your mates, check in on your family. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do welfare checks.
Pretty simple stuff, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
And Linda, once people do reach out to you at CAFS, do you see happy endings?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing too that's really important to remember is that, you know, sometimes it's really hard to make that phone call.
Yeah.
So there are great podcasts out there. Listen to the Not a Dollar More podcast. The Imperfects just had a great podcast on Jack's story on gambling addiction. It's important to hear the stories of recovery, that there is hope at the you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. So by listening to those, maybe that's a soft entry point into calling the number and getting some help yourself.
Yeah.
So we have free therapeutic counselling and free financial counselling at CAFS. We also come and we can come out to the schools and do some gambling awareness as well for gaming, sports betting, talking to the youth.
Okay. And Jeff, if someone wanted to get that ball rolling and start their road to recovery today, they could actually come in and see you personally at CAFS.
Yeah, people can contact CAFS directly and just pop in. They can just come right in or just call CAFS and have a direct referral into. There's a team of four gambling help counsellors. And the great thing about that is too is we'll always work with people on what they want to do, whether it's reduce or stop. And a lot of people are really happy to learn techniques and strategies to get that sorted out. And it could be everything from cognitive behaviour therapy to mindfulness, just to help people change their relationship and get some management of what they're doing.
If you need help, 24/7, Gamblers Helpline, 1800 858 858, or please reach out to CAFS. You can speak to Linda Borner and Jeff Warner. Linda, Jeff, thanks for your time on the show.
Thanks so much, Brett.
Keep up to